Mark Kestisher here on ESPN Radio. Alabama beats Mississippi State 31-24 on that Jalen Hurts touchdown pass to Devontae Smith with 25 seconds left to play. Alabama could be number one when the new rankings come out. Clemson could be number two. They beat Florida State 31-14 to clinch a spot in the ACC title game. Number three, Notre Dame throttled at Miami 41-8. And number one, Georgia loses the same way at Auburn 40-17. In the NBA on Saturday night, the Warriors pile it up on the 76ers 135-114. Kevin Durant comes back after missing a game with a leg injury. He scores 29. Cavaliers get 29 and 15 rebounds from Kevin Love to beat the Mavericks 111-104. Bucks over the Lakers 98-90. Lonzo Ball had a triple-double, the youngest player in the NBA to do it, beating LeBron James' record by 5 days. The Knicks beat the Kings 118-91. Rockets over the Grizzlies 111-96. Spurs beat the Bulls 133-94.
Richard Sherman will miss the rest of the season after tearing his Achilles. Is Seattle still a playoff team? We'll ask Booger McFarland when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now, here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Waka! Waka!
I got a whole lot of money.
I know.
Bottle keep popping that water, man. Y'all jacking.
Here for Mary Jo, because normally I say, good morning, Mary Joseph. Good morning, Brian.
What's up?
What's going on, Dano?
We got the band back together.
Yeah.
My band.
My TV partner on Friday nights before UK basketball took him away here on Fox 56. And, of course, you know him from WKYT. Brian Milam here filling in for Mary Jo on the Dan and Mary Jo Show this morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Kentucky finally got what it needed and what the fans have been waiting for. That was the frustration with all of this, is Kentucky should have had one of these already a couple times. And finally, going up to Vanderbilt as a 2.5-point underdog, by the way, and just thumping the Commodores.
Against a team who had yet to win an SEC game.
Yeah.
And you go in as the underdog, and you come out a 23-point winner. And you do it in about 18 minutes is when you did what the basketball team did in their season opener in about a 5-minute run.
Yeah.
UK football did it in about 18 minutes because they were down 7-0, and after that it was over. And it was over in a hurry. And the surprise of it, you can't say you're surprised because you just, when you think you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
But my gosh, that one, nobody saw that coming in that short amount of time.
And that's the thing. You say, you know, you can't say you're surprised, but, you know, it doesn't surprise you because you knew
it's
that
there.
You had Benny Snell, and you knew that you had Lynn Bowden, and you knew that Mike Edwards could make those plays and Denzel Ware could make those plays. So it wasn't that surprising. It was kind of like, all right, you finally did this thing. But let me tell you, I was watching the game. Someone I was watching the game with after Ralph Webb scored untouched there.
Oh, yeah.
says, they're not going to win another game this season. That was the comment. And, and so someone else I was watching the game with reminded that person of that comment when it was about 41-7.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was just a laughter and said, I meant after today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I do not understand. This is one thing I cannot handle. Growing up in Louisville, I heard it from the majority of Louisville fans. Leaving Louisville in the summer of 92 to come eastward, I heard it from UK fans. After one half of football or one half of basketball, it is gloom and doom. Basketball teams going NIT, football games never going to football teams never going to win another game because Ralph Webb had a 37-yard touchdown, and it's over.
Yeah,
people, This is when you pull out your, you're a big fan of Aaron Rodgers, I know. And that's when you break out your R-E-L-A-X.
Right.
Relax. It's a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Relax. And golly, Denzel Ware said one thing last night that has stuck with me.
Yeah.
He did it again to me last night. He did it again. But he said, we were out there having fun. This is what fun looks like. How many times have we heard commentators say, when Kentucky is behind, oh, they're pinning their ears back now. They're just coming at them. Well, that's what Kentucky got to do last night.
Yeah. Here's what Ware did last night. Play that interception he had, Brad.
Booth can call down. They don't, and instead the pass is deflected at the line, and it's intercepted. That's Denzel Ware off the carom. Yeah. Cats football.
Yeah, if you've not heard, I retweet this tweet very often. Of Denzel Ware's answer to Brian Milam's question. You guys got after the quarterback pretty good there last week.
And
that is absolute gold right there.
He did it again last night, and he saw me before the game.
Oh, yeah?
You know, and we don't have any interaction with players. We're not allowed to, and,
right.
I, and I get it.
Yeah.
But he saw me last night, and he goes, yeah, before the game, after the game. I said, hey, this had to feel good. Yeah. Yeah. He did it again.
Oh, that's awesome.
My man Denzel Ware.
That is awesome. He is, God, he's a treasure. He's a treasure. He had two sacks last night, had that interception. He was a bad man last night against Vandy.
Well, he is a bad man. Josh Allen said a couple of weeks ago, he pointed over to Denzel. He goes, hey, Denzel Ware, he goes, he's a dog. He's a dog, and he is. He is hungry. He is the kind of football player, Danny Trevathan, same mm-hmm. mode.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at him, you think, well, you know, not the biggest guy, not the widest guy, you maybe not the fastest, because he gets kind of lost in the clash of bodies, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But, man, he's hungry. And when that guy goes searching for food, it's usually with a man in the quarterback position.
Yeah, Kentucky's run defense and pass defense, I mean, both were really outstanding yesterday because, you know, they had taken so much heat in that secondary for being, well, the 121st ranked secondary in the country, which is not where you want to be when it's only 131 teams in there.
And especially when your head coach is a former defensive back.
Yeah. And so, I mean, look, there was an article last week after that game that lost to Ole Miss, when Ole Miss did what it wanted with the football through the air. You know, there was an article from SECCountry.com's Kyle Tucker that brought that thing up. Look, in 5 years, from a guy who's spent his entire career as a DB's coach, the secondary should be better. And those guys responded last night. Three interceptions from the secondary, plus Denzel Ware's for four. And that was a pretty strong case because Vanderbilt had the fifth-ranked passing offense in the SEC. And Kyle Shurmur had been performing really well, and they hadn't given up many sacks all year. And then he goes out and throws four picks, and he'd only had three all year.
And yeah, I was going to say, he had three going in. He had three in about a 10-minute window.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, you want to say surprise, but then you say you're not surprised because you know it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It just had to have an avenue to come out. And when Ole Miss... When Jordan Ta'amu is picking apart your defense, but he's not doing seven-step drops. It's snap, boom.
Yeah.
You cannot get a pass rush on that.
Right.
And when your quarterback, in that case Ta'amu of Ole Miss, is that much in the zone as a backup, mind you,
mm-hmm.
and he's wearing you out, it's got to be frustrating. And then you get to Shurmur, and then you get to him again and again and mm-hmm. again. Then you pick him off, and now he's done. Because it also took Ralph Webb out of the game. Vandy could no longer run the football with arguably one of the top five SEC running backs of all time. Not named Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, none of that. I'm talking about in production.
Yeah. Well, he passed Emmitt Smith for 10th on the list of all-time rushers in the SEC last night. But there was more about Benny Snell
and him
cementing his status as one of the all-time greats already in just 2 years, and not even through the second season. But, you know, he's gotten to 2,000 yards rushing, 2,104 yards to be exact, for his career to become the ninth player in school history to reach 2,000. But he got to 1,000 for the season. I couldn't really
believe. Going into this game, I knew and heard about it, but I didn't realize that Kentucky had never had a running back go for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. Not Mo Williams, not Mark Higgs, not Mark Logan, not Sonny Collins, not George Adams. I mean, none of these people. It's Benny Snell. I thought Raphael Little would have had that, but no. So Benny Snell is the first in Kentucky football history to have back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons. And as just a sophomore and with two games to go, he already has the career rushing touchdowns record. He got that last night. That was Sonny Collins and Mo Williams shared that record with 26 apiece. So he will leave this university as the greatest running back to ever play at Kentucky.
Not just statistically, but maybe in the minds of a lot of people, because he's got, you know, his stature, he's not very big. You know, Raphael Little was not big. Mark Higgs wasn't very big. Right. Artus Pinner, they were, you know, 6 foot, but they were thick and strong and like a locomotive.
Yeah.
And Benny Snell is a weapon that, here's the cool part, a year ago, nobody had a clue about him.
Right.
It was boom, boom, boom. We're just going to have Boom Williams. And then, who's this Benny guy?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. The things that can change. Think about this. UK's football fortunes changed in against New Mexico State. Steven Johnson came into the ballgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benny Snell had his first carry. He didn't play the first 2 weeks of the season a year ago.
Yeah.
Who would have thought at that moment when UK's defense gave up like 40-something points and the offense scored 60-something, we were seeing a change in UK football history at that moment.
I remember seeing him in one of his first few runs, and it was just such a bruising effort run, just packed with will not go down, that I tweeted a comment something like, he's going to be special. You can already tell. You can already see it in him. And I was reminded last night of another running back who could have come here, Damian Harris, as he scored the game-tying touchdown for Alabama last night. And you think about it, Kentucky's fine with Benny Snell. I mean, Damian Harris is doing fine where he's at Alabama. Had he come to UK, how does that change Snell? Or do they use them both? I mean, that changes quite a few things, but Snell's doing a pretty good job all by himself. And to say that he was only a complimentary back to Boom Williams is just wrong.
UK's football fortunes have changed with a backup quarterback and a backup running back.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Exactly. Yeah, this was supposed to be Drew Barker. And the other thing is it was supposed to be that offense that throws the ball all over the field and hurries up. That was supposed to be the offense. That was the one that Mark Stoops even said. We kind of want that in the beginning. We want to get creative. We want to have that. And that's what he tried to get with Neil Brown. And continue it with Shannon Dawson.
You know, that's maybe also why Damian Harris is at Alabama and not Kentucky also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back 18 years. A man named Eric Shelton was patrolling Bryan Station and leading the defenders to the state football finals, deep into the playoffs. Hal Mumme recruits him and said, hey, we want to put you in defense. This guy signs with Florida State. He goes to Louisville. He bashes people. He's 6'3", 210 pounds. He's Eric Dickerson.
He's the E-train.
And you want to put him on defense?
Yeah.
And you're throwing the football? Hey, we're an air raid. Well, that means you have no ground game.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, what wins you championships? Usually it's a pretty strong ground game, i.e. Alabama, i.e. Auburn.
Georgia
until last night. I mean, it is a ground-and-pound type of a game that will eventually win you games, a lot of them.
No doubt. Play solid defense, run the ball. And in the last three games, now Kentucky, this also goes with that, is Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss. These are the three worst rushing defenses, you know, 11 or 12, 13, and 14th ranked rushing defenses in the SEC. So that kind of helps. You know, that's why Benny Snell was able to go for 180, 176, and 116, and three touchdowns. So they have gashed them, and Kentucky has rushed for more than 200 yards in three consecutive games. That's the one thing that bugs you so much about that Ole Miss game, is Kentucky dominated the game.
Yeah.
Kentucky should have gone 3-0 in these three straight games where it rushed for 200 yards rushing.
So. Florida. UK dominated the game.
The Florida one. That one goes down in infamy. That one goes down forever. That will forever be added to the list of reaching into your chest and ripping your heart out and throwing it on the ground and stomping at it and then laughing.
I mean, can we queue up Roosevelt a day, which will live, and then, I mean,
yeah. Well, here's how I reconcile Kentucky fans being upset or being on stoops. To me, it reminds me of being a parent, and you see in your kid this potential, and you're kind of coaching up that potential, or you're nurturing it, you're fostering it, you're helping it along, and you see it working. You see it in practice a little bit. You see that potential there. And so you know that the kid knows better and knows how to do it better. And then when it comes to do it in real life, to make it happen, it's like, you never even talk to the kid about any of it. Or it just goes out the window. That's, you know, coaching. So that, to me, that would be where the frustration comes from, like we were talking about. We know it's there. They showed it against Vanderbilt. You saw it against Florida and Ole Miss. You know it's there. Why isn't it coming out? And then you couple that with what Dan Mullen is doing at Mississippi State. Almost knocked off Alabama. Gave all Alabama everything they wanted and more. And it had him at ranked number one in the country when Dak Prescott was playing there. And James Franklin and what he did at Vanderbilt, where he had the Commodores back-to-back 9-win seasons. So if it can be done at Mississippi State and be done at Vanderbilt, then it can be done at Kentucky. Sure. And I think that's where the frustration really comes from is, oh, he's never going to take us to the next level.
Folks, this team was 2-11 a few years ago. Yeah. They're 7-3. This is the next level. It's not just the next level. It's the level after that.
Yeah.
And potentially, Georgia game's going to be tough. You can beat Louisville. Folks, at the end of the year, this team can win 9, possibly 10 games. What next level are you stinking talking about?
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of hearing that. This team is 7-3. What? In some people's minds, they have translated UK basketball to filter to Kroger Field.
Right, right.
And that Kentucky football automatically should be Alabama.
Right.
Oh, I don't get it.
This is another step in the progression. The next step is to beat. See, this step is the beat Vandy, South Carolina, Missouri on a regular basis.
Right.
That's happened. The next step is compete with Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia for the East. They've begun to compete for the East, but in order to do that, you have to beat Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia. You got to beat two of the three. If you don't beat two of the three, you're not winning the East. So that hasn't happened yet. Did beat Tennessee, should have beaten Florida, but there can't be shouldas. Right. You can't have a shoulda. You have to actually do it. And then you have to do that for 2 and 3 years. And then that's where it goes to that next level. But look, Kentucky doesn't experience this stuff. It's 98 and 99 was the last time there were back-to-back 4-win SEC seasons.
That's right.
So that kind of consistent winning in the Southeastern Conference comes along once every 20 years.
And those two seasons you talk about, you had a Heisman finalist and a guy who basically was the Heisman winner in Division II football. When Dusty Bonner got booted out of here unceremoniously. Well, no, I'm sorry. He left on his own volition because he was getting screwed out of the job.
He was just put in blindly. I'm going with this guy.
Oh, and you go win the Harlan Hill Trophy back-to-back, which means you're the best player in Division II football, and you had him here. Oh, my gosh. If certain people could just stay out of the coach's locker room and out of the coach's ears and just let the coach do his thing or let other people do their thing, who knows? We could have had this 18 years ago. Consistently winning 7, 8, 9 games. Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you what, this team is on the verge of doing something.
Yeah.
But because they're not beating teams 44-21, they're not beating them 56-7, the casual fan cannot understand what's going on.
Yeah. And there's a lot to the transfixing the expectations of Kentucky basketball onto football. I think that definitely happens. But it just takes time.
Sure it does.
And you keep building these classes of players who are going to play in the NFL, and you do it for 4 years and then 6 years and then 8 years, and then you'll see a win over Florida and Tennessee in the same season.
I am convinced UK football fans, those who complain about this team hasn't hit the next level, they are not cooks. They're not chefs.
Right.
Because they just show up for the meal. They're not the ones back there preparing it. They're not. Right. You have to cook in an oven, you have to preheat that thing. You've got to go shop for groceries like Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want us to cook the meal, you think you'd let us shop for the groceries, you know? Folks, this takes time, and this team is on the verge of busting out. I firmly believe that.
Well, and Stoops, with the win, got a $250,000 bonus
and
a one-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was asked about that last night, he said, I'm committed to taking it to the next level. So he's not satisfied, and it's important to him.
Yeah, it is.
I really think it is.
It's his first head coaching job.
Yeah.
This is his baby, because he's taken it from a two-win going. We were so far south. We were so far south. We were
in Cuba.
Antarctica. I mean, it was a frozen tundra of winning. There was no emotion. And he has done that in such a short amount of time. And he does not get the credit by the those who overanalyze stuff to the point when they sit there and, like I said, yeah, you beat Eastern Michigan. You had to hold on. You had to rally against EKU.
Mm-hmm.
You had to hold on against Tennessee, a team that's not very good. But the point is, you won. What would you rather have, a pretty loss or an ugly win? You give me that ugly duckling every day of the week, and by God, we're going to a warm weather bowl game.
Yeah. Yeah, Mississippi State's not happy with that pretty loss last night.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we got to take a break. 381-1313. If you want to get in here, Jeff has been on hold. Jeff, we'll get to you next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show with Brian Milan from WKYT filling in here on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Does your situation require the sale of your home, relocation, financial distress, inherited property? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers is a local business that pays cash for houses. We can eliminate the stress of selling your home. Make us your first call, 859-780-5757. Do you need to sell your home? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers is a local business that provides a simple and low-stress home selling experience. We pay cash for houses, no inspections, no appraisals, no hassle. Make us your first call, 859-780-5757.
What makes a winner?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
What makes a loser?
I'm a loser, baby.
We hash it all out for your listening pleasure.
He's a winner.
Look, I'm a loser.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Driving means
freedom.
Exploration.
Fun.
Pride.
Flexibility.
Travel.
Protection.
Friendship.
Escape.
Independence.
Distracted driving means
danger.
Recklessness.
Irresponsible.
Chaos.
Police.
Devastation.
Injury.
Tears.
Death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
From Steven to Juice Johnson. Here's Kentucky, terrific field position at the Vandy 22. And there's number 22, Sci-Fi, Saheem King, touchdown.
Well, what a compliment
he went in there untouched, Saheem King, and he got some run last night. And, you know, you can tell Eddie Grant is trying to make sure he rewards King for all his hard work. And he said it last year. Like, oh, gosh, King does everything right. He does everything right. But we can't play him because we got Boom and Benny. So I have no room for him. And so this year it was, all right, we'll give him a shot. Well, just hasn't worked out the way they would like. They're like, well, we got to go to Benny here. We got to go to Benny. And so King has been limited on his touches. But you saw more of an effort last week to make sure King got in the mix. And then this week he got 15 carries, 69 yards, a career high, 2 touchdowns. And it's good for a guy who's been working his butt off and sacrificing since he got here. And then he's got to be behind Boom. And then here comes Benny, two of the greatest running backs to come through Kentucky. So he finally gets rewarded. All right, let's go to the phones. Jeff is on there. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning, Dan.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Brian? I want to ask Brian. Brian, are you guys missing Rob Bromley over there?
Well, let me tell you about Rob Bromley. Rob Bromley is the greatest sportscaster in the history of Lexington. Just ask him.
No, Rob. Hey, I tell you what, Rob. Rob Bromley. We call him the mule. Because he did all the heavy lifting. He did all the hard work. We call him the Brahma Bull. He did it all. We do miss him a lot. But as with anything, you know, we've had a coaching change. We've had a graduation of a great player. You know, you move on to the next group. We miss him a lot. But I tell you what, I've seen him probably a half dozen times since his retirement, and he has this glow about him. No more long late hours, no more long road trips. I know he misses those, but he has got a relaxed look about him. Yeah. I don't think I've seen in the 20 years that I've known him.
Because it's always pressure. It's always a pressure cooker.
I understand. Well, I just want to mention a couple of quick things about the game yesterday. It's the first time, guys, that Kentucky has swept Tennessee and Vanderbilt in football since 1984.
Well, yeah, because they went a long time without beating Tennessee, so that did it right there.
And at the beginning of the year, I think we all thought this team has the chance to be the Kentucky state champs, the Tennessee state champs, and the Mississippi state champs.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, everybody thought, oh, Ole Miss is an easy win. Mississippi state, what do they have?
Right.
They don't have this. We're not Mississippi state champs, but we are Tennessee state champs,
right,
and could be Kentucky in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I understand. And also, it's the first time in school history that Kentucky's beaten 4 SEC East opponents in school history. First time ever.
I didn't realize that. I guess because of the additions of Missouri in there, that gives you another chance at it. Because to beat 4 previously, you would have had to have gotten, you could have gotten South Carolina and Vanderbilt would have been your best chances.
And occasionally Georgia. Mm-hmm. Kentucky has defeated Georgia a couple of times in the last decade plus.
And the one thing that makes me sick as a Kentucky fan this morning, and it made me sick last night too when I was laying in bed thinking about it, guys, they are one stop away against Ole Miss from playing for an SEC championship this weekend.
Yeah.
One stop away. If they stop Ole Miss that last drive, that they're playing, they're heading to Athens this weekend playing for an SEC championship.
Or if they don't have a brain cramp against Florida, take out one of the two brain cramps.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And a couple final things I'll leave you guys. Tennessee has 4 FBS programs. Their combined record is 21-18 this year. Their combined record. Kentucky's 3 FBS programs in college football are 18-12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the state of Florida, FAU and FIU, FAU coached by Lane Kiffin, they're combined.
Now, just turn it off for a second. Turn it back on.
They're combined 13-6 this year. Florida and Florida State this year are a combined 6-12 this year.
How bad is Florida football all of a sudden? Not counting Miami, because they did put a whipping on Notre Dame last night.
Miami is back, guys. They are back. And they could, if they make the college football playoff, I think they could win it all. I think they could win the whole thing.
You know,
and
if
wouldn't that be ironic? Mark Rick leaving Georgia for Miami and winning the championship.
Well, it would be, and I'm telling you what, if Georgia doesn't make the college football playoff, let's say Miami doesn't, you know the NCAA is going to say, hello, Georgia, hello, Miami, let's go have a bowl game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was the knock on Rick. He couldn't take it to that next level. And now, I mean, Georgia just barely beat Notre Dame. Miami destroyed Notre Dame. And Notre Dame knew all week what was happening. That this is a big game, big college football playoff implications. And now you look what happened to Georgia. They're going to be out of the top four come Tuesday night. Miami's going to be in.
Because it wasn't just a loss.
Yeah.
It was a three-touchdown loss.
Yeah.
And Miami beats Notre Dame by five touchdowns, whatever it was. That was an emphatic switch of momentum.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Could you imagine? I mean, like you mentioned, if Miami does get into that Final Four and Georgia does not, Mark Richt is not the guy to say, hey, look over here.
No,
but
he's not.
I would say, hey, look over here.
Well, and he gets to do it back at his alma mater, you know,
right.
where he played. But you've seen the pictures. Haven't you seen that picture of him with, I mean, they show it all the time. They used to show it all the time. The picture of Mark Richt as a quarterback at Miami,
awesome?
And the teammates that are standing next to him.
Yeah, he's got no shot.
Yeah.
He's got no shot.
It's like, is it Jim Kelly, Bernie Kosar, and Vinny Testaverde?
He's got no shot.
And Mark Richt.
One of these is not like the other. One of these does not belong. You know, I mean, you've got three guys that played in the NFL that went to Super Bowls or won Heismans, or went to championship games, or in the case of Vinny Testaverde, he was my... Okay, quick story. He was my... The first time I ever played fantasy football, he was my quarterback. And people said...
He holds a special place for you.
Yes, because when he was with the Ravens, he had a guy named Michael Jackson as a wide receiver. And people kept saying to me... They went, no. They kept saying to me, they said, why do you get Vinny Testaverde every year? I said, this isn't about wins or losses. This is about yardage and touchdowns. They stunk so bad when Vinny was a quarterback.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, it was prevent defense. He'd rack up 300 yards in the fourth quarter. I'm like, yay! My guy, Vinny T.
Yeah, fantasy football is not about winning and losing.
it's about
yards and touchdowns. All right, let's get to a break. We'll talk more UK football and the college football. And, you know, we didn't even mention yet.
Good tune.
Kentucky basketball plays today and got a big-time recruit last night.
Yeah, they did.
Well, we'll get into that next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Brian Milan from WKYT filling in for MJ here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people wake up and life is perfect. Before the day is over, thousands are injured or killed in a car crash. An on-the-job injury devastates a family's financial security. A medical mistake results in lifelong injuries or even death. And then you face one of the most important decisions of your life. Who will represent me in my hour of need? Most disturbing is this decision is made in days with little or no research or knowledge. Is the firm I'm hiring a jewel or a joke? What is their reputation like? And do they ever go to court? Do they need money just to keep their own lights on? And do they have the money to fight for me toe to toe? Don't make this decision based on an ad. Make it based on facts and a long-term proven track record. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwiches, Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss. Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's. Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
Luxury doesn't happen by accident. It takes expertise and attention to detail. Scheller Automotive deals in luxury. Mercedes, Land Rover, Porsche, BMW, Jaguar. Scheller has over 50 years of experience fixing and maintaining luxury vehicles. And Scheller has the only factory-trained Mercedes technicians in the market. Call 225-6277 or SchellerAutoRepairLexington.com. We can do it all. So make us your first and only call.
Some of our listeners are sports fans. And then others are sports fans.
Sports fans.
So relax. You're among friends.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
WKYT's Brian Milam filling in for Mary Jo this morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Keldon Johnson, a 6'6" wing from Virginia. I think he's ranked like number 14 by number 15, somewhere in there like that overall. He picked Kentucky last night, five-star recruit Keldon Johnson. So he joins in the 2018 class Emmanuel Quickley. So Kentucky has its backcourt already. Those two guys. That shooting guard, Tyler Harrow, he's in town this weekend, has been on a visit, and what I read was that he may go ahead and sign during this early signing period, which ends Wednesday, by the way.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know, when your recruiting is done, or could be done, mm-hmm. a good chunk of it anyway, you know, once you sign, you're in, kid. You know, there's no backing out on this, and it amazes me, you know. Two things amaze me. That Cal is in his ninth year at Kentucky.
I know.
That is hard to believe because it has gone by. It's been a heck of a ride.
It has
And
been.
It has been a fun, quick 8 years. Seven of the eight were fun. That 2013 team, you know, struggled when Nerlens went down.
Yeah.
But this has been one heck of a ride. And to see these guys come in over and over and over again. And then there's another coach who's probably down in Florida right now, wondering when the next indictment will be unsealed or something, who's thinking, I could have been there. That was mine once, and I left it.
Whew. Yeah, he got the train rolling. I saw a highlight of John Wall last night where he just raced down the court for a bucket, and I'm thinking, gosh, that was 9 years ago. And John Calipari brought it up in his pregame presser earlier this week that, I think about this, and I try to remind myself these guys are freshmen in the process because it took a John Wall game winner to avoid losing to Miami of Ohio.
That's right.
In Rupp Arena.
That's right.
In my first game.
And I kept thinking, I had several buddies of mine from Louisville, huge UK fans, saying, oh, this team has no basketball. This, and I said, guys, it's 20 minutes of basketball. Do I need to remind you? This team, Charlie Coles brought that Miami of Ohio team in here and nearly... You shook up the apple cart before we had apples in the cart, if you know what I mean. And,
where are you from? You're from here?
Who asked that question?
Dick Gabriel.
Oh!
Yeah.
Dickster!
Yeah. Did you not know that he asked that question?
I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I probably did at the time.
You from here?
God rest his soul. He passed in 2013, but
let me see. How did it get away from me? Let me see. John Wall became John Wall. DeMarcus Cousins became DeMarcus Cousins. Oh, it's one of the greatest. I remember it. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It was outstanding.
Beautiful.
Now, he kind of, you know, ragged on Dick a little bit, and you know, but Dick's good-natured about it.
Sure,
Yeah. Anyway, Keldon Johnson, he picked Kentucky over Maryland, North Carolina State, and Texas. And reading the article from Kentucky.com and Ben Roberts, he quotes Scout.com's Evan Daniels as saying about Johnson that he's a high-level scorer, high-level competitor, aggressive, attacks, plays hard with good energy, competes on the defensive end, and a really good athlete. Is he talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Keldon Johnson? Because that reminds me of how you could describe Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's pretty special.
He reminds me of a mixture of two guys, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist and Wayne Turner. He looks like Wayne Turner body structure. You know, he's a little couple inches taller, but yeah, his game,
longer.
He's Michael Kidd-Gilchrist with a handle. Mm. You know, MKG wasn't the greatest of ball handlers. He didn't need to be. That wasn't his position.
Yeah.
But Shai gets, oh my gosh, this guy's, I mean, he's a condor. He's got like Tayshaun Prince arms that just keep going. And he can handle the ball. He's a pretty decent shooter. He gets to the lane. He passes the ball. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Cal said, if we can just get the blinders off of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, I think those blinders, they may not be totally off, but they have opened up a great deal because he has been passing the ball, I think, pretty well over the last exhibition games and then the game Friday.
Kentucky's guard play this year is once again going to be outstanding.
Oh, man.
With Diallo and Green. Now, Green didn't have such a good night in the opener, but Calipari said he'll be fine. And
sure, he will be.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. But just really, I don't think any of us really knew about Gilgeous-Alexander that way. Knew about all these other kids. Heard plenty about them. Expected them to be the studs that they are. But Gilgeous-Alexander was kind of sneaky, quietly. Yeah. He was the one that was ranked 30 or something.
Yeah, guys I like.
Yeah.
Because when we will all say, well, we don't know much about him. No, we could have, but we've put all of our attention on the top 10 guys,
right,
the top three guys, the top whatever. Just because, you know, rankings, who puts out those rankings? Non-basketball players. Usually, just say.
Yeah. Well, ESPN has already moved this Keldon Johnson up to number 7 on its list overall. Johnson, by the way, comes from Oak Hill.
Mouth of Wilson.
Ron Mercer.
Heard of him.
Rondo.
Heard of him.
Yeah. A few guys. This game today, I had talked about this yesterday. You know, Vermont, no pushover.
No, they're not. This is a good ball club.
Vermont, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, they went 16-0 in winning the America East Conference last season. And it's the first time in league history that a team went 16-0 in that conference. So that's a pretty big deal. They were on a 21-game winning streak when the Catamounts entered the NCAA tournament. Then they lost to Purdue. They wound up 29-6, 29 wins, the most in school history at Vermont. And they had 6 losses, one to Purdue, as I mentioned. Butler and South Carolina were 2 of the other 6.
What'd South Carolina do?
Went to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Butler made it to the Sweet 16. So... This team has played, you know, the bigger dogs, has had success, enjoyed success. They were the overwhelming favorite to repeat, coach's preseason pick to win the conference again. They return the conference player of the year, Trey Bell Haynes. He's a 6'2 senior guard. So you got a senior at guard. There was a guy at guard for Utah Valley that kind of...
Lord
hurt
mercy.
The Cats.
And they didn't know much about him. Well, right. They know about him now.
He was. That's why they went to zone, because they could not stay in front of him. I've never seen Trey Bell Haynes for Vermont play, but he could be one of those guys they can't stay in front of. They also returned the conference rookie of the year, Anthony Lamb. And they were both, obviously, preseason all-conference selections. Lamb is a 6'6 sophomore forward. So, obviously, they got some players, and they've got some experience winning. And now they watched what Utah Valley did to them.
Sure.
And Calipari sitting there and they're doing backflips watching this game in the hotel rooms.
What do you think Cal was thinking when first half the ball goes in the post and we saw Utah Valley Mark Pope, a guy who lived in the paint,
yeah,
attack the ball, double yeah. team, maybe mm-hmm. even a triple team in terms of there's a shadow, you know, right off the side waiting for that pass back out. And Cal said, we just did that last night.
Yeah.
We had just talked about if the ball goes in the post and they double, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It was weird
yeah.
how you just kind of throw that in there, and that's exactly what Utah Valley did. And took out Kevin Knox.
Mm-hmm.
Knox had the three and the dunk to spark that 18-0 run. But he was relatively quiet.
Three for 13 for
yeah.
the game.
I mean, yeah. it was a quiet. Nick Richards started off well, mm-hmm. hit his first two shots. But Utah Valley gave at least an early season blueprint as to what you can do maybe.
Yeah.
In spots. Not for an entire 40 minutes. But I thought it was funny. I tell you what it reminded me of from a football angle. When UK went to the zone, it reminded me of Southern Miss football last year against Kentucky, down 3-4 touchdowns. How do you get back in it? You throw it, right? No, you run it.
Yeah.
You do the exact opposite. You didn't press to get back in that game and scramble. You went to a zone and yeah. slowed it down, mm-hmm. and that changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be an interesting game to watch today, 3:30.
Hamadou Diallo's awesome, by the way. When I asked afterwards, hey, tell me about the zone. See, I told y'all we were going to play a zone. I told you this. I mean, it was pretty good because he said, we're so long. He said, I told you a couple weeks ago, we're going to play this a lot more than maybe even Cal's letting on.
Yeah. Somebody asked him, well, would you rather play man? You sound like you really don't like zone, you know, something along those lines. He's like, no, I don't care to play zone. I mean, who doesn't like 18-0 runs? Well, today on the show, or today on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at 11 a.m., right after us, immediately following the Dan and Mary Joe show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, UK basketball pregame with Matthew Lawrence and Hashimu Evans joins him to preview the Cats and the Catamounts today. And then at 12:30, NFL pregame coverage begins at 1 o'clock. It's the Vikings at the Redskins. At 4 o'clock, it's the Texans at the Rams. And then tonight, the Patriots at the Broncos right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Of course, we have Monday Night Football as well, Dolphins at the Panthers. And then Tuesday, it's Matthew Lawrence and Hashimu Evans back in here again at 6 o'clock for the UK basketball pregame, followed by Duke and Michigan State, followed by Kentucky and Kansas. We are not the UK radio network, so we don't get the games every game. But we get a couple, and this is one of them. And UK and Kansas at 9:30 Tuesday night will be here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Take a break. Be back. Take your calls, 381-1313, if you want to get in here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Here's how we see it. Driving a car isn't about getting you from A to B, because A to B could be right down the street, and B to C might be a lot farther. And what if C to D has twists and turns? Every drive is different, and so is the new 2018 Acura TLX, with an integrated dynamic system offering four distinct drive modes for adaptive control. The new 2018 Acura TLX. What a ride.
It's that time of year again. Bring us your bikes the 17th through the 19th at Courtesy Acura next to the Fayette Mall because it's sweet.
Dan, everyone knows Courtesy is the best place to buy a car.
That's right. It's also the best place to sell your car. We want to buy your vehicle no matter what make, model, or condition. Just bring the car to Courtesy and we'll beat any written offer by $300.
Selling your car at Courtesy is easy. Bring us your car, we'll appraise it, make you an offer, and cut you a check right on the spot.
Turn your car into cash at Courtesy.
visit us on Nicholsville Road next to the Fayette Mall or CourtesyOnWheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. PAWS relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The latest sports news, scores, opinion, and commentary. Plus how to rub up your balls like a major leaguer. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
After we finish set up with Kyle.
That deep ball you threw to yours truly is pretty nice. Here's one from Shermer. And he throws the interception. Stepping in front is Derek Beatty. Beatty has blockers in front. And he's tackled down around the 20-yard line. That is his fifth career interception.
And Beatty was one who had said, look, you can't just look at the numbers, like Stoops said. You can't look at the numbers. We're better than what everyone says. We're better than that. And yet, you kept going, well, it's one of those things. Your record is what your record is, and we're seeing these numbers and what teams are throwing for on you. It has to be something. Well, they stepped up and said, "We're here to tell you we're better than that," and we showed it. Four interceptions in the game, three by defensive backs, and Kyle Shermer had previously thrown three all season. And Kentucky got to him in a big way. Derek Beatty with that one right there.
A lot of pressure. The front four, front yes. five, front six, however many UK was bringing in spots, they put a tremendous amount of pressure on Shermer. And again, it is easier, usually, when a passing quarterback like Shermer, when you have to throw it, getting those interceptions and getting the 20-7 lead, the 27-7 lead, certainly when it was 34-7, Ralph Webb was taken out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You did not have to worry about him. And you could, as we've said before, you could pin your ears back, go after the quarterback, and it allows, and granted, now Vandy did connect on like nine in a row, but UK was up by four or five touchdowns. They're trying just to, hey, we're not going to do anything stupid here.
Right.
And he called it a complete game. The players did. Stoops called it a clean game, and it was. When you get up that much, you forget about that early fumble because that first 6 minutes of the game, pretty sloppy on both sides.
Yeah.
But after that, it was smooth sailing.
It was, and Kentucky had four interceptions in a game for the first time since 2011 against Western Kentucky. And you know, Kentucky had gone three games without a takeaway, and it was getting to bug them a little bit because – you know, Kentucky was plus +7 on the season for a while there, and then kept dwindling down, and then it got down to just plus +2.
Yeah, and then you had the four turnover special against Tennessee, and you still win.
And so you come back with this one. Now Kentucky's back up to plus +5 on turnovers. UK also had five sacks in the game, two of those by Denzel Ware we mentioned. And Kentucky's now had 15 sacks over the last three games. I mean, that's... that's pretty big right there. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
He is the greatest. I swear he's the greatest. But, yeah, it is pressure. You don't have to sack the quarterback. You don't have to get interceptions, per se, but pressure. This is when you find out who can handle it and who can't, and the more pressure you can put on a quarterback, they are going to throw it away. They're going to be hurried to the point they're not going to hit their receiver in stride. They may hit them, you know, throw it behind them a little bit. The pressure, finally, you get to see that. And I think that is something I hope that this team can carry into the next couple of games because You know the Georgia game's going to be tough just from the running standpoint, and then you've got Lamar Jackson and Louisville coming to town. And you know that man has been sitting on one game in the back of his mind for a year. Because after last year when Kentucky took took it away from him, it's been sitting on him. So Kentucky still has a long way to go in 2 weeks, but man, it's going to be a fun 2 weeks, I think.
And that Georgia game is a 3:30 CBS game. So that's the featured, that's the showcase game of the SEC. And it's not going to be for the SEC East, but Georgia is not going, Kirby Smart is not going to make this a pleasant week on him. No. I think even his postgame comments were, Kentucky's not going to feel sorry for us. And that's true. But what you don't want to see is after, you know, you come off the win after Vanderbilt, you got 7-3 record, you're going into Louisville. You don't want to go out there and just look like you don't belong on the same field.
Yeah.
One of those 21-0 after the first quarter deals. You can't have that happen.
I always remember when Kentucky would play Florida in the Swamp or play Tennessee in Knoxville, whatever. And someone would ask me the keys to the game. And I said, look, this is Mike Tyson, 1986 to 1989. If you survive the first round, you're in the game. You go back and look when Kentucky has played the heavyweights of the conference, in the East especially, when you can survive the first 15 minutes, maybe the first 20 to 25 minutes, and stay in the game. Don't get knocked down early. Don't get knocked out. Stay off the ropes. Yeah. You're going to be in the ballgame, and I think that's the same thing applies here.
Have to be, too. It would just look so bad for Kentucky to be in that showcase 3:30 SEC game, and then it be over after the first quarter.
Over by four. Not good.
All right, when we come back, more UK football talk and basketball. Brian Milam sitting in for Mary Jo here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Steve Robertson joined Edward Jones Investments in the Hamburg area of Lexington after a long, distinguished career as a financial executive in the spirits industry. Steve is a UK graduate, and he uses his extensive background to manage wealth for his clients. For a straightforward approach to investing, contact Steve at 859-263-0516. That's 263-0516. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You've seen how recent hurricanes have devastated whole communities, flooding and destroying homes. Join Habitat for Humanity as we work with families to repair and rebuild. You can help someone desperately in need of a place to call home. We will rebuild, but only with your help. Visit Habitat.org to support Habitat's work.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Good morning, I'm Doug Brown. Two of the top four teams in the college football playoff rankings lost on Saturday, and a third team barely escaped defeat with a fourth quarter comeback. Miami dominates Notre Dame 41-8. Four Irish turnovers in that one. Even Hurricanes coach Mark Richt seems surprised.
You know, Notre Dame, without a doubt, is a great team. It's obvious. But, you know, it just got away from them. And I never would have predicted what happened. But it happened, and I'm thankful for it, and I'm proud of the guys.
Top-ranked Georgia was also beaten soundly at Auburn, 40-17. Kerryon Johnson runs for 167 yards and catches a 55-yard touchdown pass. Number two, Alabama, comes from behind to beat Mississippi State on the road, 31-24. Jalen Hurts throws a 26-yard TD pass to Devontae Smith with 25 seconds to play. And Alabama comes, or rather, Clemson beats Florida State 31-14 to clinch a spot in the ACC title game. Also, Oklahoma beats TCU 38-20. And Wisconsin clinches a spot in the Big Ten title game, beating Iowa 38-14. TCU running back Darius Anderson could miss the rest of the season with a foot injury. He got hurt during last night's game against Oklahoma. In the NBA, the Cavaliers beat the Mavericks in Dallas 111-104. Warriors all over the 76ers 135-114. The Ducks beat the Lakers 98-90 in Milwaukee.
Lonzo Ball has had an up-and-down start to his NBA career on and off the court. How has Ball handled everything? We'll ask Magic Johnson when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Insects, rodents, in your home, in your business. Why is it we never realize we have a problem until it's too late? Call Truly Nolan Pest Control now and take care of a problem before it starts. Truly Nolan Pest Control will develop a customized solution, get rid of those unwanted pests, and make sure they don't come back. We're local and owned and operated by an experienced PhD entomologist. Call now, 859-277-0716, 277-0716, and get truly protected with Truly Nolan.
Fall is here. The leaves are clogging your gutters, and cleaning them can be a very messy, dangerous, time-consuming, and expensive problem. With Gutter Helmet, the nation's number one gutter protection, you will never clean your gutters again. Gutter Helmet prevents water damage and keeps gutters free of leaves and debris. Guaranteed for life. Call and save 20% at 859-554-2449 or online at classichomecenter.net.
Hi folks, Richard Lomberson, owner of Gutter Helmet. Asked for it by name. Gutter Helmet.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-966-0649. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-966-0649. That's 1-800-966-0649. 1-800-966-0649.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A+ rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. WildcatMoving.com.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
An unexpected injury due to no fault of your own is one of the most frightening and stressful times of your life. At this very time, some unethical lawyers or their representatives, known as runners, may reach out directly to you. This is not allowed. Many times, we find that one of these runners will actually go to the hospital looking for clients. If this occurred, you are most likely entitled to all of your legal fees back and the cost you were charged. Additionally, my worry is that a lawyer who would risk their license to practice law may well have settled your case for less than it was worth. Desperate people do desperate things. You may have a legal malpractice claim as well. Call us to see if you're entitled to a full refund of your legal fee. Protect yourself and your family. Call us for more information on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Snell breaking tackles into the clear, past the 30-yard line, still on his feet to midfield. Ryan White might have saved the touchdown.
He runs so angry. A guy that just, I mean, you see him come downhill. Logan Steinberg, the left guard, throws a heck of a block to free Benny Snell. And then he breaks one tackle on the back end, but he's already on the end of the secondary.
You hit your 1,000-yard mark tonight. Of course you did so last year as a true freshman. What does that mean to you when you stop and think about that?
It means a lot. I've put in so much work, and it just feels like it's finally coming all together. So I'm very happy. I have an outstanding O-line and tight ends, and I owe it all to them.
You've told us before that you play with a chip on your shoulder. With that in mind, what fueled your performance tonight?
I feel like it was just a lot of the hate, a lot of the doubt we get throughout the season. You know, we came into this game, we were the underdogs. They had us predicted to lose and all that, just things like that. You know, it just makes me get mad and want to run harder, so I do my thing.
That sure is fun to watch. Eddie Grant said you've been more detailed and focused the last couple of weeks. Do you think so?
Yes, ma'am. It all comes to my teammates. You know, we put extra time in the weight room, extra time in the film room, and coming in together as a team, it all comes together. So I'm happy.
Only two games left in the regular season. Where can this team still improve?
We can improve in so many areas. You know, the defense stepped up a lot. You know, we were having trouble. Offense put some things together. I just feel like we got to get in the film room, you know, fix our errors, and we're all good.
All right, Benny the Bandit. Thank you, man.
Yes, man. The Bandit, man.
Three. Snell spins around, stays on his feet, and goes to the end zone. This guy quickly in 2 years is one of the best running backs in Kentucky football history.
Yeah, watch the spin move. Give it, take it away, and then keeps his balance and then turns
That's
on
it,
the
right
speed.
There. You heard Andre Ware say he runs angry. You heard Dave Neal say in 2 years he's become one of the greatest running backs in the history of Kentucky football. And then you heard Benny himself. He liked the Bandit. I hadn't heard Benny the Bandit.
Benny the Bandit.
Had you heard Benny
the
Bandit
I have
before?
Not. No.
It was almost like it surprised him, right? He went, the Bandit. Okay. I called him Benny the Bruiser. I've heard him been called Benny the Bull. Then there's the Benny and the Jets thing. Which one sticks? Which is it?
Well, see, I think just because we bring in the Sandlot here. Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet.
But I think I like the Bull, Benny, because he is not fast. But he's quick enough to get to the outside, and I think he has deceptive speed. Mm-hmm. I think we see his body structure, and the fact that when he does kick it to the outside, you don't see too many people get to him unless they have the angle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not 4.2, 4.2, 140
right.
speed, but
he's not going to outrun you over 40, 50 yards.
But you don't see him get caught too often either.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to that
the Pony Express 30 for 30, where they talked about Greg James and Dickerson and SMU. And they said, you know, Dickerson ran so effortlessly, and people would yell at him, like, are you going to run? Coach, no one's catching him. You know, it's kind of the same thing here. Yeah. When he gets out, I mean, he is a load to bring down.
A lot like a bull in the, I mean, when you run into him, you're going to get the horns. You're going to feel it.
Hello, Breakfast Club.
And he does have that quickness. I mean, you mess with a bull's quick.
Yeah.
A bull can change direction quickly.
Yeah, they do.
And
he makes them have the ole defense. Get out of the way. I wouldn't want to tackle that guy after he got about a 7-yard head start.
No. Jeez. And you heard him say, too, this team is so fueled by doubt. Sure. What other people, you know, Benny said, we knew that we were the underdog. We knew that they predicted us to lose.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have Vegas lines and odds posted in the locker room, but they know. They know before the week's out what people think. Kentucky, going into that Georgia game, is probably going to be a 21-point underdog. 20 and a half, 23, something like that, I would imagine. That comes out later today.
Yeah, it's going to be a multi-touchdown underdog. And now you're going to be between the hedges in a place that just got embarrassed on the plains. So now they're coming home. And when you get home, usually things go right.
Yeah.
And so Kentucky's going to be up against it. But you talk about fueled by doubt. Think about this. And I'm not trying to knock any fan at all, because everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But let's be honest here. You have something to gripe about when the team is 2-11 or 2-10.
Mm-hmm.
You have something to gripe about. I understand you gripe when you're like, golly, we lost our last 6 games of the year. We missed out on a bowl game. Right. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you keep complaining that this team doesn't do this, this team doesn't do this, what did my man Al Davis of the Raiders always say?
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. That's all you got to do. This team is surrounded by doubt. The football program is surrounded by doubt. It has been since I got into this business 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Tim Couch comes along. Oh, the savior. That's great. And he did well. Yeah, I mean, obviously, number one pick of the draft. But then you go through the turbulent times. People did not want to give Mitch Barnhart a chance when he hired Rich Brooks, because that 2002 team went 7-5. You had everybody back for 03, and they go 4-8 with a 7 overtime game. It's always been, well, what have you done for me? Folks, they're doing it for you now, and you've got the Calipari, you got the blinders on, open them up.
Yeah.
Because this is a lot of fun, especially when they do what they did yesterday.
It is. That was fun to see. It was definitely fun to see. All right, let's get to the phones. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Al is on the line. Good morning, Al. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. The one thing, that kid Benny does some excellent interviews. He's very kind, very polite. I've seen him interview twice on SEC Network. He's very pleasant. While giving interviews, but he's a mad man when running that football, and I think he gets mad when fans talk about to abolish the Wildcat offense, which he strives off of. One thing about this Kentucky football team this year versus ones in previous years is that we could be talking about a team that's 1-7 and be talking about Kentucky basketball. I mean, we all have witnessed that, you know, over this decade. So it's good to be able to talk about the team going to a bowl game and all the accomplishments they've made this year in week 11 of our football season. Like I said, in previous years, we'd be talking about Kentucky basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, it moves on quickly from that. And, well, if Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt yesterday,
then, I want to think about that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be all talk of basketball, because Kentucky plays Vermont today, and then Tuesday it's Kansas, and then Friday it's ETSU. So, yeah, it's on. That basketball season is here. And I think what was really big yesterday for the team to see is that crowd in Nashville. The announced crowd was something like 27,000, and most of it, or at least half of it, right, Brian? You were there.
Oh, yeah.
At least half of it was blue.
I had, being in the press box, you're going to see the visitor side, you know, the opposite side.
Right.
An hour before the game, a half hour before the game, 15 minutes before the game, you saw predominantly blue. you saw a little black, a couple, you know, some gold. Obviously, the Vandy crown was there.
Yeah.
But from the vantage point I had, it was 2/3 blue. And there were a lot of empty seats. And then I looked down. I stood up and looked down underneath what I could see. A lot of blue to my left. Blue, you know, dots here and there. They had, out of the 27,000, I think it was 27,453, I bet they had, and that's the paid attendance, mind you. I don't think there was that many people there.
Yeah.
I think they probably had 12,000 people.
And for this Kentucky team who's been hearing this swirling stuff about not doing good enough and shoulda, woulda, coulda, and can't get the job done, all that stuff, hearing about it, and even Stoops acknowledging it, that it's out there. So for the fans to turn out that way in Nashville, you could tell that it meant a lot to the players, and Stoops said as much, said it really did mean a lot to the players. And you saw some of the tweets on social media, some of these guys saying, Big Blue Nation's the best. Best fans in the country. You know, thanks for showing up. It was big for us to see that. And they put on a show for them. They rewarded them for it.
But I think this is a season that you have two bad plays, two defensive errors against Florida, two high school defensive errors, if you will. Then you lose a game to Ole Miss with 5 seconds left on the clock. And, you know, Coach Stoops at the end of the year, and he will be going to a bowl game. He'd probably be going with the old cliche, should have, could have, and if we had done X, Y, Z, we perhaps would be, you know, 10 and whatever, or 9 and whatever. And certainly you can take this particular year into next year and be able to get better recruits in regions where we can't recruit well in. We're going to go on the road to Florida and to Tennessee, and I think those programs will still be down. At this team, time next year, you probably could beat those teams again. So, you know, I think that this coach around Christmas time is going to be talking to his brothers at the dinner table and wishing that he had made some defensive adjustments against Ole Miss and against Florida.
Yeah, the thing I remember him saying after, I think going into the 2016 season, he said that Vanderbilt loss, talking about 2 years ago, when they left the receiver uncovered, the little trick play right before halftime. He said that one hurts. And I can remember the thought of, this is the one, he's not going to survive now. This is the loss that's going to be the end of the Stoops era at Kentucky. And I just thought, this is going the other way now. And he's kind of said that loss haunted him, or he wasn't going to soon forget about it. But now, that has been topped by the one against Florida. Ole Miss, the players and Stoops seem to come out of that going, you win some, you lose some. Like, we played well. We were fine. And it came down the last play and we didn't make it. So that's that. And they almost were like, well, that's football. The Florida game was, we should have won the game, and somehow, some way, in all the commotion, we allowed two receivers to be uncovered. And the explanations were, one is they had an unbalanced formation that was giving us fits. And we were so fixated on the line of scrimmage and that formation and how to attack that we forgot about the guy that's lined up right next to us on the sideline.
Ever lost your keys and you search the house and they're in your hand? That happened to me a week ago. And yeah, it happens. Weird things happen.
And then down there on the goal line, they were so intent on getting the right personnel in there for the defense they wanted to run at that moment that they messed up and didn't have all the people out there. And once again, you leave the guy uncovered.
You know what should have happened? Somebody should have gone down and been hurt. Another cramp.
Yeah.
You know, we see that a lot.
Well, that cheerleader should have ran onto the field. The one that pointed out.
Yeah.
She points out after the touchdown. She's like, you didn't cover him. She's pointing to him like, why? How could you do that? I'm a cheerleader over here, and I see what you did wrong. You don't even have to know football that well to know that you're supposed to cover every player. Yep. So that one is almost, I won't say it's unforgivable, but it's unforgettable. It's just, it just continues to stick out.
It's Bill Buckner. You can forgive him, but you can't forget him.
Yeah, exactly. So that one's never going away.
One other quick thing. You guys, I'm going to hang up. I want you to talk a little bit about this quarterback, Steven Johnson, who probably would be talked about for years, we win those two games, how much guts he has, how he's attached himself to the Big Blue Nation, similar to Tyler Ulis. Can we talk a little bit about, give him some accolades, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Al. Yeah, there was I got to say this because I just it was just laughable to me this week. I was listening to another radio station in another city with some people who are unabashedly
not UK.
Right. They are Louisville through and through, and they make no apologies about it. And they, you know, going in. And the person mentions something like, I read an article this week in the Courier, I believe, that said, is Stephon Johnson one of the best quarterbacks in UK history? Does he need to be?
Stephon is not. Stephen is.
Right. So he called him Stephon, and he said,
jeez.
And they brought up names like Pookie Jones and Jared Lorenzen. And that was his argument. And then it turns into Louisville may have the best roster of quarterbacks that's ever been in college football. And they rattle off
Johnny Unitas.
No, they do say yes. Of course they say Johnny Unitas.
At the end, probably.
And they put in Teddy Bridgewater, and they put in Lamar Jackson, obviously. Yeah. But then they go the Dave Ragones and the Stephon LaFours. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't
say, can we go Ed Rupert while we're at it?
You can't throw Jared Lorenzen in the pile of guys who shouldn't be mentioned for UK and then say the Dave Ragones, the Chris Redmonds, and the Jared Lorenzen.
Okay, why are you going Trump?
So anyway, getting all the way back around, Kentucky, of course, has a few quarterbacks that would be considered great at any program, and Tim Couch is the leader of that. He's number one. Number two, you could argue, I think, between Derek Ramsey and Andre Woodson. I think that's very, very close. But that would be my two line. I wouldn't put anyone above either one of those. And then three, I think you do have to go Jared Lorenzen.
Statistically, anyway, 10,000 yards passing.
Right, right. Just as far as like the wins and that kind of thing. Andre Woodson and Derek Ramsey, to me, would be two.
And because of winning, you have to put Babe Parilli in there.
And I completely forgot.
People forget about him. Mm-hmm. Oh, he also was a world champion.
Yeah.
He was the backup to Joe Namath in Super Bowl III. You know.
So maybe he's two as far as what he was able to do at Kentucky and in the NFL. And then Derek Ramsey, Woodson, and Lorenzen. So there's your top five, right? Would you say?
Yeah, that's Couch, fair.
Couch, Woodson,
that's fair. Yeah.
Lorenzen, Parilli, Ramsey. There's your top five. So then is Steven Johnson, Bill Ransdell?
I tell you where Steven Johnson winds up, especially. He's got three games to go. Mm-hmm. A bowl game, Louisville, Georgia.
Right.
He may not be statistically the sexiest thing in the world, but you know what? He is going to have an asterisk by his name. How many backup quarterbacks, guys you sign a JUCO guy that, you took a flyer on him. Because we needed somebody. Yeah, go get that guy. Mm-hmm. Right, that guy. Bring him in here.
There's this guy out there in the College of the Desert that I've been hearing about. Not too bad.
And he turns out to be
Stephon Johnson, I believe.
And he turns out to be one of the greatest winners.
Yeah.
Is he the greatest quarterback? No. But he's one of the greatest leaders.
Yes.
He's one of the greatest winners because this program was on the fence when he took over. Patrick Toles, very good player. It just didn't translate the way many thought. Drew Barker gets hurt, and now what did everybody do New Mexico State week? Oh, my gosh, we are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And now, a year and a half later, they are going to sing songs of Steven Johnson, and they're going to write poems of Stephon Johnson. And, I mean, this guy has gone from absolute nowhere and obscurity
mm-hmm.
to one of the most lovable fan favorites in the history of this program.
Well, the statistic 2 weeks ago was he had led Kentucky on five game-winning drives. Like, game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime. It was his fifth against Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
And the only two that had done more were Bill Ransdell and Andre Woodson with seven.
Man.
So that tells you something about, and he kind of led him on the drive. I mean, on the drive against Ole Miss that
sure
could have won it.
That 95-yard drive would have been like John Elway-esque for the UK people. Mm-hmm. Not to it wasn't a championship game. It wasn't Tennessee. It wasn't Louisville. It wasn't Florida. But it was still a 95-yard drive.
Yeah.
Granted, Benny accounted for 76 of those 95 yards.
But Steven got the last ones that counted.
You get the last ones. You are the one. You're still the leader of the offense, even though Benny did the dirty work, a lot of it.
Yeah.
You still have to credit Steven because, you know, he's out there too. So,
and it was a game. It didn't win the game, but it was a game-winning drive.
Sure
was. That makes sense. I mean, it came down to one play. Yeah. The defense needed to make a couple more plays.
Credit the kid from Ole Miss. Because that was a highlight reel catch.
Oh, yeah.
That they're going to show at Ole Miss on highlight films next year and say, look, here's how you do this. Earlier in the game, Chris Westry was guarding, I don't know who he was on, what receiver he was on. It was the exact same play. And Steve Moss was almost in the exact same spot. And if you overlap that video, like the Zapruder film, if we could take frame 129 and do, it was creepy how it was defended here, the same guy tries to jump over top of the defender.
Yeah.
Only this time the ball was a little higher, farther back by about 3 feet in the end zone, and he makes the catch. It was the exact same play.
Well, if you watch enough NFL draft stuff and talk, you're going to see a lot of Kentucky, because what happens is the players who are going in the NFL draft have highlights against Kentucky, and that's going to be one for that receiver right there. He's going to have the, when they DK talk Metcalf. About him. Yeah.
Ugh.
When they talk about him for NFL draft, you're watching it. That one will be on the highlight reel. We got to take a break. Brian Milam from WKYT sitting in for Mary Jo Perino here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-966-0649. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-966-0649. That's 1-800-966-0649. 1-800-966-0649.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
During the holidays, a lot of good things come together. People, plants, and food at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Our sweet and smoky flatbread with grilled chicken, crisp bacon, and our signature blend of smoked cheeses come together in a toasted flatbread with smoky chipotle cranberry jam. Try our new sweet and smoky flatbread this holiday season at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. And now there's something else special waiting for you at Tropical Smoothie Cafe this holiday season. Our cranberry truffle smoothie with cranberry, strawberry, Ghirardelli white chocolate, and no-fat yogurt is absolutely awesome. You will love it. So give yourself something special for the holidays with a cranberry truffle smoothie. Check out all our delicious food and smoothie combinations at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. We're located in the Beaumont Center next to the Super Kroger. Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
You can trust your car to Fleet Dock.
Tis the season for slipping on falling leaves and wet roads, so don't get caught with your tires down. Take your vehicles to Fleet Dock for a free tire inspection. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Dock does it all, and all at fleet prices. On Contract Street near Greens Toyota or fleet-dock.com.
Everybody's got a fleet. We'll keep yours on the street. Fleet Dock's got the cure to your car needs. Fleet Dock Drive.
There's a name for people who don't like sports. We tell you, but our mother said not to use those words.
Dirty Perkish, Harkaback, Flatten, Fortin, Philip, Bunker, Martin, Perkaluma.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Big first down.
So after a loss of one, Johnson back at quarterback on a third and eight. To Bowden quickly at the line of scrimmage. Let the talented true freshman go to work. Inside the 40. Inside the 30, fumbles the football. It's still in play. And at the 1 yard line, who's on top of it?
I know Taven Richardson doesn't have it, so the officials are trying to get him off the ball.
A lot of pushing and shoving going on down there on the field, and Kentucky has the ball at the 1 yard line.
I think it was Charles Walker who got in and just fought.
A fortuitous bounce for Lynn Bowden, because that thing...
That was a 20-yard roll.
It was. He was rolling his way in.
Kid is something.
Yeah, he is something. And that thing gets bounced out, and then I thought it was going to go out of bounds, and then when it got knocked back in, it looked like it was going to be Vandy Ball, and then someone... It wasn't Charles Walker initially, but someone from UK, and I never made it out, reached in and snatched it and grabbed it and pulled it towards him. And then Charles fought his own player for the ball.
He was the last guy in the pot.
Yeah. And got it and came away with it. And that was a big moment there.
Heck yeah, it was.
For Bowden and for UK to get into the end zone and keep piling on the points.
And Bowden nearly breaks a 99-yard kickoff. He got credited with 93. He got caught at the 6. I thought he got it at the goal line. And I was thinking, this is 100-yard. Because when he cut back at like the 40 or 50, people on press row, not named Brian, this is not me, but they started, go, go, go. I mean, they started cheering. And to the point where Susan Lax had to come down and say, okay, no, you guys stop. Yeah. We've already been, you know.
No cheering in the press box, please.
But it was hard not to. And I just, all I said was, uh-oh, look out. That's all I said. Yeah. Because when you could see him cut back, he had eyes like a chameleon. He could look over. And he had that reverse eye thing. And he knew where he was going. And... boy, that was like almost like David Jones, 99 yards.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
David was not as zigzag because, you know, he didn't cut here.
Right.
David just kind of went
speed
in the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
But, man, Bowden has got – he's got instincts
that
you cannot teach, man.
It was funny on TV broadcast. They showed while they were – I don't know. They were reviewing something after the kickoff return, and they show Bowden on the side, and someone – is giving him a hard time. It's several players are around. It looks like maybe Josh Allen or someone like that is like, I can't believe you didn't score. How did you not score on that? And he was getting it from everybody. Like, oh, you can't take it that far and not score on that.
How cool was it after he fumbled? They have the review. He goes, all right, push-ups. I fumbled.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like Willie Mays Hayes. Oh, yeah. Man. Doing 200 push-ups. How am I supposed to do it if I can't move my arm? I thought that was awesome when he started doing it on the field.
And then the competitive catch that he made on for a first down. I think it was a third down. It was needed. It was a time in the game where Kentucky needed to keep the pressure on and keep it going. Steven Johnson was under pressure, and he fires it in there, and the Vanderbilt defender actually has a hand in there, mm-hmm. and Bowden catches it, pulls it away, and gets up like,
uh-huh. Oh, yeah. From the press box, I thought it was an interception.
Yeah.
I said, oh, man. Oh, wait, he got it.
Yeah.
That kid is magic out there.
He is. This was his best game by far of the season, where he was utilized the most. And he showed up pretty good. Showed up pretty good today. Or, I mean,
I'm Saturday. A big fan of Eddie Grand. First off, as a human being.
Yeah.
You will not find many men finer than him.
Right.
When he walked by me at the end of the game, he just looked at me. He was, you know, there's a contingency of UK fans at that end zone where yes. you walk in. He had the biggest smile on his face, and mm-hmm. he shook my hand and just had this grin that, this was a job well done.
Yeah. Well, he's got good plays. He's Heck got yeah. good stuff. I mean, and those run schemes, some of them I don't even realize. It looks like the hole is supposed to be over here. And then Benny kind of moves to this hole. I'm like, well, that hole had to be intended too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a straight line drive type run situation, those blocking schemes. And it's just, it's fun to watch.
And you know what else is fun for Eddie? And I'm sure it has to be for him. Even though he says he doesn't hear and doesn't read things, you know, the especially the negative. Nobody likes to hear it. You may listen to it and use it as motivation and go on.
Right.
But in a 44-21 game, you know whose name wasn't brought up one time? C.J. Conrad did not have a catch. He wasn't really part, you know.
Right.
Hey, he didn't need right. He needed to block last night.
And he did block yeah, well.
They all did.
Yeah.
The offensive line gets a lot of credit. Absolutely. We haven't mentioned them today.
Right.
Drake Jackson said last night after the game, he said, it is nice to know we were a part of history. We're a part of a unit. And this offensive line, at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. thought it was going to be a strength. Cole Mosier goes down. No John Totha. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? And they have turned out to be a silent assassin on this team.
The last 3 weeks, they've really shown their mettle. Forgot to get to the phones here.
Oh, yeah.
Eric is on the line. Sorry to make you wait so long, Eric. Good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
You should have spoke up, Eric. We didn't hear you.
Hey, guys. I could listen to y'all talk this football all day, even if I'm waiting to tell y'all my take on it. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, thanks.
Especially considering we have a basketball game today that nobody wants to talk about. I'm enjoying that. All I wanted to add was 2 years ago, Coach goes out and hires Shannon Dawson. And we watched whatever that was. Now, he had some great comments and press conferences that I will truly miss.
Oh, yeah.
But we go out after that debacle, hire Eddie Grand, and he brings in Steven Johnson.
Yeah.
Now, if we win one more game, if we win that Vanderbilt game 2 years ago, who knows where we'd be today?
Yeah.
If Steven Johnson isn't calling the plays, if Drew Barker, and God love him, I mean, I want nothing more for that kid to succeed.
Right.
But I just don't know that he's going to be able to put it together here. And
well, they're not going to get Jaren Williams to come here unless he's got a real shot of playing and Drew Barker not playing.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And Jaren Williams, he'll probably redshirt next year, and we'll watch one of those other kids that's in the program lead this team. But offensively, in today's SEC and even in the NFL, you have to be able to make plays with your legs. And when Steven Johnson, regardless of position, he is one of the, and arguably, in my opinion, the best football player I've ever seen at UK. Just that's my opinion. I'm saying it. It's only a year and a half. Benny Snell will probably take that next year. I mean, that kid's doing, I mean, historical stuff. And it's based on Eddie Grand's offense as well. I mean, Eddie Grand is making, and Benny Snell, I mean, he's making millions every day, every time he touches the ball.
Well, I don't know if I could go as far as, you know, crown Steven Johnson the best football player at UK that I've ever watched. But if he added a little more accuracy to the passing game, he's actually been really accurate this season. He had two bad, poor accuracy games that were below 50%, but the rest of it has been pretty good. He's above 70% last few games. Yeah,
I haven't seen a guy who I feel lays it all. I mean, I'm sure everybody who's ever played for UK, they go out there and do that. But that dive for the end zone, even though he's had the injured shoulders, he dove for the end zone that Tennessee game. We needed him to go do that. He did it, and we won that game, and we swept the Tennessee schools for probably the first time since I've been alive, I think.
1984.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's close. I was
think seven. About that. 19. I was 10.
Yeah.
I'm not 10 anymore.
I was
a long time ago.
I was anticipating the Super Bowl shuffle. I was in love with Jim McMahon at the time.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Michael J. Fox hadn't gone back to the future yet.
Oh. Good call.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a while. It has been a while.
All right, guys. Well, it was good talking to you. Enjoy, and keep talking about football all day.
Yeah, all thanks, right. Eric. Thank you, Eric. We got to get to a break. Back with more 381-1313 if you want to get in here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Today, the impossible is happening. Someone is coming home. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you accelerate promising treatments that save lives, such as harnessing the immune system to fight cancer or creating personalized therapies for patients. LLS has been involved in nearly every major blood cancer breakthrough in the past 50 years. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org. Join us.
During the holidays, a lot of good things come together. People, plants, and food at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Our sweet and smoky flatbread with grilled chicken, crisp bacon, and our signature blend of smoked cheeses come together in a toasted flatbread with smoky chipotle cranberry jam. Try our new sweet and smoky flatbread this holiday season at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. And now there's something else special waiting for you at Tropical Smoothie Cafe this holiday season. Our cranberry truffle smoothie with cranberry, strawberry, Ghirardelli white chocolate, and no-fat yogurt is absolutely awesome. You will love it. So give yourself something special for the holidays with a cranberry truffle smoothie. Check out all our delicious food and smoothie combinations at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. We're located in the Beaumont Center next to the Super Kroger. Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A+ rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. WildcatMoving.com.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doc.
'Tis the season for slipping on falling leaves and wet roads, so don't get caught with your tires down. Take your vehicles to Fleet Dock for a free tire inspection. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Dock does it all, and all at fleet prices. On Contract Street near Greens Toyota or fleet-dock.com.
Every family's got a fleet. We'll keep yours on the street. Fleet Dock's got the cure to your car needs. Fleet Dock Drive!
A lot of folks are talking about the holidays. Gift giving, spending time with family, being thankful for good business, and other blessings throughout the year. At Highbridge Springs, we're all about family, as we have been a family-owned and operated business for over 30 years. We want to thank our family and business partners who have enjoyed our service and our water for allowing us to serve them. If you would like to provide your family or employees with the best-tasting, healthiest water in the business, then join our family of satisfied customers today. Our best-in-the-business service and superior quality water will have you coming back for more month after month. Visit our website at highbridgesprings.com or call us toll-free for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971. That's 888-547-6971. And start service today. Highbridge Springs. Put the back into refreshment.
You'd quit us if you could, but you can't. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Going forward, that all schools should consider doing.
Bowden from the one. This guy can fly. Still on his feet. He's got a seam. And speed. Bowden down at the six. Chris Pierce prevented a touchdown. That's
Len Bowden almost broke it. Almost, well, he did break it. He almost took it all the way in. 93-yard kickoff return touchdown in Kentucky's win over Vanderbilt. Forgot to mention this about Benny Snell. He's the third player in SEC history with 1,000 rushing yards and 13 rushing TDs in both freshman and sophomore seasons. And the only other two are Herschel Walker and No'Shawn Moreno.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Doesn't take long to call the roll in that class.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Yes.
Herschel Walker.
I just love, we were watching, what was it, a couple weeks ago, they were replaying the Georgia-South Carolina game.
I watched that. Isn't that
from
great?
From 1981 or 80. And it was it was George Adams, or George Rogers, I'm sorry, George Rogers and Herschel Walker. And, like, Walker's jersey got ripped.
Oh, wasn't that
like
great?
Like, the front of the jersey, it was just off. And all there was his... His shoulder pads. There was like a box cutout of his shoulder pads
like
on his chest.
Tape a number on the shirt.
Yeah, they had to tape it back. Oh, it was awesome. That was awesome.
That was. I love when they show those old clips. I mean, it's just cool.
Hey, local radio continues at 11 o'clock at the top of the hour. Matthew Lawrence and Hashimu Evans move in here and take over for the UK basketball pregame show because, of course, Kentucky plays Vermont at 3:30. And they're going to get the pregame show in before our NFL coverage kicks off. We've got the Vikings at the Redskins at 1, Texans and Rams at 4, Patriots and Broncos at 8 here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And then Tuesday night, Matthew Lawrence and Hashimu Evans will be back at 6 o'clock for UK basketball pregame show previewing the Champions Classic in Chicago. UK takes on Kansas. We'll carry both games, Duke-Michigan State at 7, and then at 9:30, Kentucky and Kansas right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'll be up there for Chicago. That's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
Leaving at about 8 in the morning, get up there about 2, 3 in the afternoon, whatever. And then the game doesn't tip off till 9:30 Eastern.
Those late games are such killers.
Yeah, they are.
They are such killers.
It's going to be a long one.
Yeah, it is. Everybody will be slow the next day at work because you'll be up till 11:30 midnight watching that game.
Now you know what it's like to stay up late and watch those West Coast games. Would you stay up for the 9:30, 10 o'clock start? Who knows, the game may go to overtime the previous game. That's what it's like to stay up and watch Stanford and UCLA at 1 in the morning when it's only 10 o'clock out there.
Hey, Charles Matthews, the former Wildcat, transferred to Michigan, and he sat out last year, as you do, transfer rules. And the former Wildcat had 23 points in his debut for Michigan in an 82-50 win over Grand Valley State the other night.
Forget about guys like him.
And Seth Greenberg tweeted that looks like he's going to be a big part of what they're doing this year. Ben Simmons this week.
Ooh, that's deep.
It was not. It was not a good look for the NCAA, LSU, or Ben Simmons. But he basically said, it's a joke. College basketball is a joke. I have to do this to get to play pro basketball, so I got to go to college for a year. They parade me around, make money off of me, and then send me on my way. So I'm just, you know, I'm a tool. I'm just used. And so I don't care about going to your classes because I don't want to be here.
And he didn't go.
All right. I don't want to be here in the first place. But he just seems so ungrateful for the opportunity. But at the same time, he's pointing out, you know, a bit of a problem that college basketball has, which obviously is part of why Adidas is alleged to have paid players to go to certain schools, and why people are looking for money is because, well, we go there, yes, we get a free education, but we don't care about that. You see, we're not going for 4 years, and we may or may not come back and get our education later. We really don't care. What we want to do is play basketball. We won't want to go to school. We don't want to be a professional school person.
That's true, but here's the problem with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, basketball will not be there.
Right.
One of these days, if you are not smart, mm-hmm. your money won't be there.
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're going to get on the radio, the television, you're going to try to do, you know, how are you going to make money when you have champagne taste and a beer pocketbook?
Right.
What are you going to do?
But 18-year-old kids don't care.
They don't think about that.
And also, sometimes, you know, the families are not all together, that have not a solid foundation. Not everyone has moms and dads who have their kids' best interest at heart. A lot of times there's just single parent families, and sometimes the priorities of that parent take over and mean more than the priorities of the kid. And
sometimes that kid stays in a communist jail for a week or two. You never know. Just saying.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm going to go do my reality show, but my little man's over in Shanghai somewhere and in a prison.
Lonzo Ball's doing his part, trying to distract by getting a triple-double and becoming the youngest player in NBA history to get a triple-double last
kid,
night.
That kid is, he's got, you think how mentally tough he's got to be.
Yeah.
Even if he understand, he may be just like certain people, you know, behind the scenes, but like a father who's just, you talk about a dad who is cashing in on his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, that's his DNA.
Right.
But you've got one child in a communist country that may stay there for a half of a month.
Yeah.
And you're not worried. You're going to keep doing your reality show. And, man, I'd be nervous. Ugh.
I guess he just thinks, you know.
Over a pair of sunglasses.
We're the balls, so that's how it goes.
Big ball of brand.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
You know what I want to do before? Do we go to the top of the hour here, Brad? Or do we need to take another break? Go to the, all right. Okay. So before we leave, Brian, I want to talk high school football.
Oh, hallelujah. What is that? I don't know what that is anymore, Dan.
Yeah, I know. They took you away. They took you away on Friday nights.
I miss you, Dan.
I love you, man.
I didn't say that.
Let's start. Let's start things off in 1A, the 1A playoffs. Here are your matchups. Crittenden County, Campbellsville. Kentucky Country Day, Beachwood. Who comes out there and goes to the state championship of the four-team pod? Beachwood?
Well, traditionally, you got to go with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been there 1,000 times.
The other side, it's Raceland and Paintsville. Paintsville's already won that game once this year. And Pikeville and Hazard. And I think Hazard's already won that game this year. So who comes out over there? Is it Paintsville?
I want Paintsville. Because Pikeville has won their state title a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Hazard has been to the finals a couple of times, won it. Paintsville has not won that thing. Walter Brew took them a couple of times. They've not been back since.
So Paintsville and Beachwood for the state championship in Class 1A, right?
Give it to me.
That game will be December 1st, Kroger Field, 2 p.m. That's a Friday. That's the Friday 2 o'clock game at Kroger Field. Now, let's go to Class 2A. The big one we got is the rematch between LCA and Danville. That's the bottom of the bracket there. I think with LCA's Logan Neves being out, lineman Wyatt Southall being out, they got a couple guys who are going to probably play that are banged up that are big parts of it. But they've got enough pieces to be in the game. I just don't know if they have enough pieces to win it. And Danville seems to be just
We're going
to
have a rematch. Danville-Cal going to be a rematch, I think.
You think of Class 2A, right?
Yeah.
So that means Christian Academy of Louisville beats DeSales and avenges an earlier loss to them this season, and then Christian Academy goes on and beats Mayfield most likely.
That's what I think.
Okay. So that game, we're looking at Christian Academy Louisville Danville in a rematch of last year's state championship game in Class 2A would be Saturday, December 2nd at 1 o'clock at Kroger Field. Now we go to 3A, and my predictions before the playoffs began were that Danville and Boyle County would win state championships this year. So the matchups there in 3A are Caldwell County and Elizabethtown versus the winner between Boyle County and Lexcath.
You got to go with Boyle because Catholic has shown they cannot stop the run. And Boyle, I mean, Bath County had 500 yards on the Knights and hung in with the Knights for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
Boyle County embarrassed Catholic about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was. And I Corbin and Belfry meeting in another semifinal somewhere else down. Oh, my gosh, what a foursome that would be.
Yeah, Belfry's got to get by Central, which I think they will. And Corbin has to go to play Powell County, and I think Corbin will win that one. And so you're looking at Corbin and Belfry in a semifinal. And then Boyle faces, I think Boyle faces Belfry.
Do you? Going with, wow, what a war.
Oh, my gosh.
Some mash mouth football.
Ugh. And that is the 7 o'clock Friday night game, too. Boyle Belfry, December 1st, Kroger Field, drips, Friday night.
Drips with awesomeness.
Oh, my gosh. Philip Haywood and Chuck Smith. That's good stuff right there. Class 4A, Hoptown and Franklin Simpson, Collins and Mercer County. That's the top half of the bracket. The bottom half is Western and Wayne County, Johnson Central and Ashland. And Ashland snapped like a 10-11 game losing streak to Johnson Central in the second to last game of the season.
Central and Ashland have one of the great rivalries no one knows about outside of the northeast corner of Kentucky.
Yeah.
When Jim Matney got to Central, Ashland kicked a field goal to win. And Ashland at Putnam Stadium has those little short old school goalposts.
Yeah.
The video that we have, still on lockdown in Hazard, the ball is outside of the upright. It hits a tree that's outside. And they went, that's good. Oh, my gosh. From that point on, that was 12 years ago. From that point on, Central and Ashland has been a beyond rival. It's hatred.
So do you think Central gets back to the state championship game?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
I think I picked Johnson Central to win it, but I could see Collins going all the way and winning it as well.
I think Collins is going to have a huge advantage over Mercer County, even though Mercer is starting. You know, Mercer's kind of like UK football. They win. And then you're like, oh, yeah, but, oh, wow, they won 30-27, or they lost 27-24. They are in a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. So we got 5A.
Don't forget Wayne County. Just saying.
Wayne County, yes.
Just saying.
5A is insane.
Oh,
yeah. Because that top half of the bracket is South Warren, Bowling Green, South Oldham, Cubcats, and those are the top four teams in all the Class 5A.
That's awesome.
So the bottom half is Montgomery County, Madison Southern, Southwestern, and Harlan County. What about Harlan County?
Harlan County doing it on the road.
Yeah.
And Montgomery County, I think this is the first time they're in the region final since Paul Raines was coaching, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Who comes out of the top half? Bowling Green? Comcast.
You got to go solid with Bowling Green just because of the resume over the last decade, even though South Warren builds itself on defense.
Bottom half, Montgomery, Southern, Southwestern, Harlan County.
Coin toss.
Yeah. I'm going to say Southwestern and Bowling Green. All right. And finally, Class 6A. You know it's all Trinity all day. Bottom half, though, you got Scott County, Frederick Douglass, St. X, and Butler.
Butler, baby! Yeah! The alma mater taking down Male High School. First time since my senior year of 91. I was just the punter. I had a huge hand to play in that game, obviously. But Scott County, I think you're going to see Scott County and Trinity meet up somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to. I think Scott County is so dynamic, but Trinity, it's beating a small college team.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, it has been wonderful. Good to be back with you. Fun Sunday morning. Coming up next, it's Matthew Lawrence and Hashimu Evans previewing the UK basketball game against Vermont this afternoon, and then we got a full slate of NFL games all day long. Brian, once again, appreciate it. Thanks for listening, folks.
Bullpen phone is always on and waiting.
Have a great Sunday.
See ya
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
Breaking news, the NFL Compensation Committee will hold a conference call tomorrow to talk about a possible contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell. ESPN has learned Goodell is now asking for an annual...